CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka Ambi. First, the main points. The power of higher education to the contribution of sustainable development of Africa is at the center of the Education Days of the Pan-African University taking place under the auspices of the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Jack Famendongo. Out of the country, massive landslides following heavy rains in India have left more than 90 people dead and others are still feared trapped under the debris. In sports, Jojo Amani Nguiche is the second Cameroonian to quit the Olympic Games in Paris, France, with four more athletes remaining to defend the title of Team Cameroon. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. The Education Days of the Pan-African University is underway in Yaoundé with the objective to honor the institution and ascertain the power of education on the development of Africa. The two-day event is about now being opened officially by the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famendongo. University dons of the higher education sector from Africa, amongst whom is the African Union Commissioner in charge of Education, Science, Technology and Innovation, His Excellency Professor Mohamed Belhossein, and the European Union Permanent Representative to the African Union, His Excellency Avie Nino Perez. Close to 1,500 youths from the 10 regions of the country are undergoing a one-month training in civic, patriotic and citizenship values at the Center Regional Training Site of the National Civic Service for Participation and Development at the 101 Air Base in Yaoundé. Midway into the training, the General Manager of the National Civic Service Agency for Participation and Development, Mr. Taosi, paid a visit to the center to find out how the training is unfolding, as well as encourage the young people to imbibe the spirit of patriotism as they undertake the lessons. Over 1,600 kilograms of cannabis seized from five traffickers have been set on fire. This was in a public display in the presence of judicial, administrative and security officials and the media. The Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, called on the population to join in the fight against drug trafficking and consumption. The traffickers were arrested in the outskirts of Yaoundé while transporting the cannabis from Bui Division in the northwest to Yaoundé. And this press release, the Director General of Taxation announces a new communication channel for non-resident taxpayers who are required to file an annual personal income tax return for the 2023 tax year by September 1, 2024. They can now receive assistance via instant messaging at the following number, 691-881-881. This new service will provide answers to all questions regarding the PIT filing process and offer personalized support. This instant messaging service complements the DGT's existing support facilities, which include the help desk accessible online at the Directorate General of Taxation's website, www.empo.cm. The toll-free number, 8200. The Directorate General of Taxation reaffirms its commitment to simplifying tax procedures and supporting taxpayers in meeting their obligations. The Directorate General of Taxation counts on the compliance of all. And on to this information, the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform hereby informs the public of the publication of the latest edition of minfopra.gov.cm, a bilingual information and analysis magazine on the public service in Cameroon and activities of the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform. This July 2024 edition, dubbed Welcome Eagles, is dedicated to the presentation of the personnel and pay management application software, also known as Eagles. In 20 questions and 20 answers, this 108-page literature review presents the properties, functionalities, and advantages of the new integrated state human resource management solution specific to the state of Cameroon, hailed by its first users and representatives of some 30 administrations involved in the mastery and testing of technologies contained in the new application software. It also highlights the Eagles application, which has been operating in parallel with the old system CGPS and Antelope since 19 June 2024 and the choice of its graphic charter and logo. Through facts and figures, the reader will understand where we all started, from CGPES to EGLES, the state of implementation of the application and important dates to remember in the development of the software. This document is presented in perfect bound on glossy coated paper, 115 gram for the inner page and 350 gram for the covers in 25 by 30 cm format. The balance between text and high quality illustrations make it easy to read. This publication is highly recommended to all public service users and aspiring public servants. Signed, Joseph Lee. Out of Cameroon, landslides in the southern Indian state of Kerala, Wayana district has killed at least 93 people and dozen others are feared trapped after heavy rains. Most victims are people who worked in estates and were likely asleep in makeshift tents when the landslide struck. At least 129 injured have been treated in local hospitals, while 250 have been rescued and taken to rescue camps. State and national disaster relief teams are conducting rescue operations. And in sports, Giorgio Armani Ngishe, who is representing Team Cameroon at the 2024 Paris Olympic Games in swimming, has just bowed out of the games at preliminary round. 17-year-old swimmer emerged sixth in his heat with a 1 minute 3 seconds time, unable to qualify for the next round. So far, just four athletes are left to defend Team Cameroon. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Renowned university dons and other university stakeholders have converged in Yaoundé for the Education Days of the Pan-African University. The event to that effect is underway at the Yaoundé Conference Center with the objective to honor the Pan-African University and ascertain the power of higher education in the development of Africa. Go Henry completes that story.
Experts say the blue economy covers the exploitation, preservation, and regeneration of the marine environment. It is about the assets that are present within the oceans, seas, and rivers. Agricultural economist and Deputy Vice Chancellor for Research, Cooperation, and Relations with the Business World at the University of Bamenda, Professor Ernest Mulua, says the blue economy relates the sustainable use of ocean resources for economic growth.
To create jobs, create opportunities, as well as improve livelihoods for citizens of the world. Cameroon is one of the very few countries in the world and in the continent of Africa which is blessed with a huge coastline as well as so many maritime and riverine assets.
The blue economy can play a major role in Cameroon's structural transformation to go by Professor Ernest Mulua.
Such assets could be exploited for economic growth to improve livelihoods, create jobs, and grow the Cameroonian economy so that we can realize objectives and vision, typically referred to as Vision 2035.
It is a huge sector which allows Cameroon and other African countries to tap into the assets and potentials embedded in the waters.
The mission and achievements of the Pan-African University as a key economic institution of the African Union are in the spotlight at the ongoing Education Days at the Yaoundé Conference Center. And we shall be bringing you updates in subsequent editions of our newscast. And we have indication that George Mwam is taking a look at the road covered by the university, whose rectorate is hosted by Cameroon.
The Pan-African University, which was created in July 2010 during the 15th ordinary session of the African Union in Uganda, is an emanation of the will of heads of state and government of AU member countries. As a flagship academic institution of the AU, the university comprises thematic institutes spread across the five sub-regions of the continent, offering a total of 26 masters and 11 PhD programs in key development areas.
My name is Bolande Akeredolale. I'm the vice rector. We have one in Nigeria. That's the Institute for Health and Life Sciences. We have one here in West of Yaoundé too. That's for governance, humanity, and social sciences. The one in Kenya here is where we have our science, technology and innovation. And all the way in Algeria, we have our institute, water and climate change.
Stakeholders of the institution, which is currently in its consolidation phase, are using the Education Day as a strategic moment to reflect on its achievements and future challenges. The mandate of the Pan-African University is to produce world-class human resources through high-quality postgraduate training and research in order to drive the development imperatives of the continent to meet the aspirations of the 2063 Agenda.
Thanks very much, George Mwam. And in the following analysis, some lingam sizes of the challenges preventing higher education in Africa from producing world-class human resources and the role of the Pan-African University in the promotion of high-quality postgraduate education.
The Pan-African University is the culmination of continental initiatives from the African Union Commission to revitalize higher education and research in Africa. The project seeks to exemplify excellence, enhance the attractiveness, local relevance, and global competitiveness of African higher education and research by establishing the Pan-African University at the core of Africa's development. But the institution, which has already trained thousands of young Africans since its inception in 2010, is already facing some challenges, including financial sustainability, as well as continental and international accreditation of the university. Another challenge is the fact that higher education is underfunded at national levels, including investments in research and development. As ever greater numbers seek to access higher education, it is an opportune moment to reflect on systems and structures, aligning them to a social justice perspective. For a thriving African economy, access to higher education should be open to more diverse groups. Higher education must be affordable and guaranteed as a human right with totally decolonized curricula. As higher education stakeholders and various business entities meet in Yaoundé, governments, private companies, civil society organizations, and international partners must renew their commitments to building resilient and inclusive education systems that empower every young African to reach their full potential.
Somb Lingam, three recently promoted administrators to the University of Garowa by a presidential decree have been installed into their functions by the rector of the university, Professor Bubakari Umaru, installing the seasoned professors at the conference hall of the Faculty of Science and Medicine. The rector urged them to put their invaluable experiences acquired during the many years of service to boost research and academic excellence at the state's youngest university. Details of Julius Neba.
The three newly installed academic officials to the University of Garowa are the Vice Rector in charge of research, cooperation and relations with the business world, Professor Vudwe Bakriu, the Vice Rector in charge of internal control and evaluation, Professor Muhammadu Nuru, and the Secretary General, Professor Jules Asomo. Installing them into their new post of responsibility, the Rector of the University of Garowa, Professor Bubakari Umaru, encouraged them to harness their effort and experiences gained during their numerous years of service in a bid to boost research and academic excellence at the state's youngest university. Expressing gratitude to the head of state, the academic dons say they are aware of the daunting task that lies ahead of them and are ready to put their rich wealth of expertise at the service of the citadel of learning.
I'm very grateful to the head of state because being beneficiary of two decrees, you know, it's, I would say, a God-sent gift. And so I'm aware of all the challenges and I'm ready to face the challenges.
As the rector said, we have just one thing to do, work, work, and work again.
The lively installation ceremony, interspersed with traditional dances, was graced with the presence of the divisional officer and mayor of Garowa 1, alongside family members who turned out in their numbers. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garowa.
Strategies to better ensure that indigenous peoples enjoy their rights as provided by guiding texts in Cameroon are being discussed in Yaoundé. This is at the 12th session of the Intersectorial Committee for the Monitoring of Programs and Projects Involving Indigenous Peoples that the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irengene, opened today in Yaoundé. Karin Kubo. Lapses involved in the development, implementation, and follow-up of projects geared towards the promotion and protection of the rights of indigenous populations in Cameroon motivated the creation of the Intersectorial Committee, which monitors programs involving indigenous peoples. Made up of representatives of ministries, civil society, technical and financial partners, as well as indigenous peoples associations, the 12th session focuses on the follow-up of projects designed to ameliorate the living conditions of vulnerable indigenous populations in the country. The first Vice Secretary General of Mboskuda, Dr. Adamu Saleh, describes some challenges faced by Mbororos and other indigenous communities.
Education in the main issue, the Mbororos who are grazers are facing a serious problem with their agro-pastoral activities. The Mbororos also face the problem of lack of access to land, especially the women. They can be displaced at any time. The state at least should come in and take care at least of the legislation.
Discussions at the session are tied around Cameroon's 16th Indigenous People's Day theme, access to citizenship, a fundamental right for indigenous people, to be observed on the 9th of August.
Karine Kubong reporting. Here now is an excerpt of Minister Pauline Irengene's opening speech, where she talks about the area of focus of this 12th Intersectoral Committee meeting.
During the session, participants are expected to make an objective assessment of the action carried out to date by several actors in terms of protecting and enhancing the rights of indigenous people, to gather valuable information and data on the main achievements during the last month, to determine strategies to ensure that more indigenous people benefit from the protective service aiming at improving their conditions of life.
The Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irengene, talking to the CRTV. Over 1,600 kilograms of cannabis have been impounded by the forces of law and order in Yaoundé. The gang of five drug dealers specialized in the cultivation and supply of the hard drugs was presented to the public today at the Yaoundé Central Police Station No. 1. Details with Kelly Ben.
On the 2nd of July 2024, a lorry purportedly transporting bags of cement had a breakdown around the Emana neighborhood. Police intelligence and surveillance uncovered the ploy, and after a thorough search of the lorry, discovered 62 bags of Indian hemp hidden among the cement bags. The head of the Central Police Station, No. 1, Police Commissioner Thierry Medou, explains the unveiling process.
A lorry leaving from Fumban in West Region to the north, passing through Yaoundé. When we were informed that they are trying to arrange their mechanic problem, we managed with the city council and we intercept them. They put a division between the Indian hemp and the cement so that you can think that it is only cement.
Police Commissioner Thierry Medou also specified that the operation to fight against drug trafficking is an instruction of the Delegate General for National Security in a bid to curb the phenomenon that is ravaging young people, especially, and the society in general.
All the cases of criminal attempt are based in consumption of drugs. Our towns are totally infected with drugs.
The suspected gang of five who supply the hard drugs in major cities like Yaoundé, Douala, and even in the northern regions are between 22 and 37 years old. They will face trial for their suspected crimes in the coming days while investigations continue to track down others involved in the drug trafficking chain.
Kelly Eben, the important stock of cannabis was burnt in the presence of the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atangenji, who used the opportunity to reiterate the determination of government to crack down all forms of drug trafficking and consumption in Cameroon. Here's an excerpt of his interview captured by Albert Njembonde.
Following instructions from President Paul Biya during the last governor's conference, he was clear that we should stage a big fight against all these traffickers, and that drug trafficking is very dangerous for our environment and for our children. We are talking of 1,614 kilograms of Indian hemp, and the face value is close to 400 million francs. This is a big catch, so it's important for us to work in total synergy, because it is very difficult to understand how traffickers can transport 1,614 kilograms of Indian hemp going from Bui Division, passing through Fumban, and coming right to Yaoundé. So you can see that they have a lot of connections. So we want to thank the police, the gendarmes, the administrative authorities, those of the Justice Department, who have collaborated with us so that we should arrest the criminals and destroy this huge quantity of Indian hemp. It's a strong message as from now that you cannot take us for granted. All the stakeholders will put in place proper mechanisms so that we completely destroy the chain of commercialization of all forms of drugs, be it Indian hemp, tramadol, cocaine, you name the rest.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. Some youth drawn from the 10 regions of Cameroon have been told to uphold the values of patriotism and other civic values in order to encourage their peers. The general manager of the National Civic Service Agency for Participation in Development, Mr. Tausi, was speaking during a visit to some youth who are taking part in a one-month training in civic education and patriotism. Our reporter Jess Cliff Tata is standing by with updates at the 101 Airbase in Yaoundé. Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon, Manka and Bay. They are young people from all 10 regions of the country, 150 per region between 17 and 21 years of age, embracing the training on civic and moral values. Their intentionality and seriousness could be felt in their voices as they display before the National Civic Service Agency for Participation in Development, PASS, the fruit of 2 weeks of training. Mr. Tausi of the National Civic Service Agency said such opportunities are a good moment for the government to reawaken good moral in young people, one of the priorities of the head of state, Paul Biya. He encouraged the trainees to abandon the old habits and become models for the youth. The training in first aid, patriotic songs, traditional dances, bilingualism, which started on July 15, will wrap up on August 13 this year. Time for the youths to return to their various educational establishments and communities and spread the knowledge gotten for more impact. I am Joyce Kiftata reporting for the CRTV from the 101 Air Force Base in Yaoundé.
Living together harmoniously. C'est ça la qualité d'un bon
genre. Thank you, Joyce. A two-day spiritual conclave was ended in Fumban, Nun Division of the West Region, with some imams and others taking the commitment to harmonize their messages in order to avoid religious extremism. The get-together was organized by the Islamic think tank, a circle of preaching and orientation known by its French acronym, CIPON. Isaac Ngonkum completes that story from CRTV West.
It has become a tradition every year. Imams and Muslim clerics in the Nun Division, West Region of Cameroon, gathered to share knowledge and understanding on the Holy Quran. This year, the meeting ground was Fumban, according to Sheikh Nsangu Mama Awulu Sine, speaker at the spiritual retreat. The over 100 participants have been fed sufficiently with the holy words of Allah in a pedagogic approach as to harmonize Islamic teachings and preachings in order to avoid false interpretation and religious extremism. A common understanding and uniform teachings, he adds, will help to consolidate peace and living together among Muslim believers in the region and beyond. On their part, participants such as Imam Sangu Mohammed Ismail and Imam Jungure Aliyu expressed gratitude to the Islamic think tank Circle of Preaching and Teaching, better known by its French acronym as CIPRON, for organizing the refresher course. They both confessed that they have learned a great deal and will be going back loaded with fresh knowledge from their holy predecessors of the first, second, and third generation of Imams after Prophet Muhammad. They have equally promised to transmit knowledge gained to Muslim faithful who could not take part in the Fumban spiritual conclave. Attestations of participation were handed out to participants at the end of the spiritual gathering. Isaac Ngonkum, CRTV News, Fumban.
Onto sports, Cameroonian swimmer Jojo Amandi Nguiche has been knocked out of the ongoing Paris Olympic Games. The 17-year-old 100-meter freestyle swimmer emerged sixth in his heat today with a 1 minute 3 seconds time, unable to move over to the next round. Details with CRTV's envoy to Paris, Bolden Sama.
For his maiden Olympic Games participation, 100 meters freestyle swimmer Giorgio Amani Nguiche simply failed to impress and bows out of the competition at the preliminary round. Launched in heat one alongside key swimmers like Hassani Haji from the Comoros Island, Kuma Alexien and Tingzin Songhai, Giorgio Amani was sixth in his heat with a 1 minute 3 seconds time.
In my best, I was in the race even though the results were not favorable. I hope next time will be better.
A performance not at all surprising for Giorgio Amani, who simply came to Paris 2024 to learn and better his performance.
When you are in a professional milieu, there is a way to do things and principles to respect. Personally, I have learned a lot through the different trainings.
After Siva Hanfu, Giorgio Amani is Team Cameroon's second athlete to bid farewell to Paris 2024 with four athletes left, hoping to surprise all and sundry. Covering the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, Pino Meyebe, Olivier Kounou, Baldwin Sama on special assignments.
Relatedly, athletes to represent Cameroon in the 2024 Paralympic Games to take place in Paris next month have begun camping in Yaoundé. The five athletes will have training sessions in Yaoundé for 2 weeks before traveling to Paris for the final phase of their training. Harrison Ashutiko.
The Paralympic team of Cameroon consists of two taekwondo athletes, one in high jump and the other in shot put, and a power lifter. The Secretary General of the Cameroon Paralympic Committee, Etienne Songa Bijoka, says the five athletes who began camping in Yaoundé this Monday will train for 2 weeks before traveling to Paris for acclimatization.
For this block stage, the first one will be here in Cameroon for 2 weeks. And then from the 11th of August, all the Paralympic team will go to France for the pre-Paralympic stage.
Etienne Songa Bijoka is confident that the training program that has been put in place for the para-athletes will enable them to have an honorable participation in the event.
The qualified athletes were qualified by their ranking. They had high performance. These are true qualifications that we have. They'll be training through all the day from the morning, and then they have to know they have the very intensive period of training.
The 2024 Paralympic Games will run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September in Paris, France.
Harrison Ashutiko. Before we end CRTV's afternoon edition, once again, the main point: the power of higher education to the contribution of sustainable development of Africa is at the center of the Education Days of the Pan-African University that's underway in Yaoundé. Massive landslides following heavy rains in India have left more than 90 people dead, and Giorgio Amani Nguiche is the second Cameroonian to quit the Olympic Games in Paris, France, with four more athletes remaining to defend the title of Team Cameroon. CLTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a. And be here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Coralie Laetitia Emini.
Madame, Messieurs, bon après-midi. La décharge de Sama Yaoundé a abrité cette mi-journée une opération de destruction d'un stock important de cannabis, 62 sacs de drogue pour un total de 1614 kg saisis par les forces de maintien de l'ordre, soit la plus importante saisie de stupéfiants ces dernières décennies au Cameroun. La destruction publique s'est faite en présence d'autorités administratives, des forces de sécurité et sous le regard du ministre de l'administration territoriale, Paula Tangandi, qui a rappelé que la traite des trafiquants de drogue serait sans répit ni complaisance, conformément aux directives du chef de l'État, Paul Biya. En éducation, la Commission de l'Union africaine tient depuis ce matin au Palais des congrès de Yaoundé les journées de l'éducation de l'Université panafricaine du Cameroun. L'Institut académique, qui compte à ce jour plus de 2000 étudiants formés, offre aux apprenants depuis son ouverture au Cameroun en 2012 une gamme variée de formations. Objectif : produire une nouvelle génération de dirigeants aptes à stimuler l'intégration panafricaine. Le bunching top des bananes est une maladie virale avec un fort potentiel de risque pour les bananeraies. Détectée au Cameroun depuis 2008, la maladie sévit jusqu'à date dans la localité d'Ambam. Mais compte tenu de la capacité de nuisance de cette pandémie, il devient alors urgent de trouver des solutions efficaces. D'où la tenue ce jour à Yaoundé de la réunion d'alerte sur la propagation de cette affection en présence du ministre de l'Agriculture et du Développement Rural, Gabriel Bayeroubi. En sport, Jeux Paralympiques Paris 2024, la Cameroun Team, en stage interne depuis hier à Yaoundé, 5 para-athlètes vont travailler sous la houlette de l'encadrement technique pendant 2 semaines avant de s'envoler pour Paris en France. Le président du Comité national paralympique a mobilisé toute la chaîne pour plus de rigueur et de discipline. Le sport qui referme ce condensé des nouvelles en français, merci de l'avoir suivi sur SRTV. Les programmes se poursuivent.